Welcome back to Price Plow. Mike and Ben here with Rob Rogers of Access Global, owners of Ketone Labs, GoBHB. Rob, we have, you know, I'll just let you introduce your companies for yourself because you have a lot going on. But here, we're most interested in talking about the ketones and GoBHB here today. But a lot of people haven't heard of you in the industry. So kind of tell us about your companies, but then let's take a step back and like learn about your history because I think you have a pretty interesting path here.
Well, first, thank you. We're big fans of what you guys do. Amazing. And we appreciate that because anything that can bring credibility to this industry, which obviously you guys have been doing for a while, we're very thankful of that. And I wish there was more, but you guys do a phenomenal job. The name of the parent company we started is actually Access Global. And to keep it simple, so I have a partner. We're the founders, Gary Mellett, and we started this. We're coming up on our 10th anniversary, which is hard to believe that we started that 10 years ago. But underneath that Access Global umbrella, we have our brand, one brand, which is called Real Ketones. We have a brand that we're incredibly proud of right here, Volt. We have our ingredient company, which is called Ketone Labs, which is GoBHB. We have a company in China, where we're starting to sell Volt Real Ketones. And then we have a slew of like 3 or 4 other companies. So all that's under the umbrella of Access Global.
Okay. So we're mostly going to talk about ketones. So explain the difference between Real Ketones and Ketone Labs. And we're here for Expo West 2024 here in Anaheim, California. So I'm not sure what your purposes are here, but can you first break down the 2 or 3 ketone-based companies?
Absolutely. So maybe it'd be good if I just went back. So when started it, elevator pitch, I'm a former pro athlete. A guy that I knew thought it'd be interesting for me to meet a scientist by the name of Dominic DiAgostino. Mm-hmm. You probably know Dom.
Yeah.
And so again, about 10 years ago, I flew to Florida, met him. He started talking to me about a thing called a ketone. Now, this is 10 years ago, so the keto diet isn't anything. So I listened to him. Fortunately, I took Gary. And so I even said to Dom, I think you're full of shit. I don't believe you. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, well, as a pro athlete, then why haven't I ever heard of this thing called BHB and a ketone? And he said, look, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay. So we were down there, you know, we met with him for a couple hours. And again, I didn't believe him. So we get on the plane, look over at Gary. And Gary's very smart. You'll get to know him. He's incredibly intelligent. Biology background, very, very similar to you. And I said, what do you think? And he didn't even bat an eye. He goes, you got to get it. And I said, you really think there's something here? He said, yeah. So what we got was Dominic with the University of South Florida had a pending patent. So I licensed that. And then we actually hired one of the top patent attorneys or firms in Utah, which was one of the best things we've ever done. So we were able to get that patent that would never have got passed or granted. And we were able to get that patent granted, thus our first patent. And that was our entree into it. Now, what the hell do you do to commercialize this? So $5 million later, 3 years later, we had nothing. Mm-hmm. And it was like, because we couldn't flavor it, we didn't know where to manufacture it. And then about that time, we met an incredible guy, Kai Lin, which I know you guys know with NMB.
Right.
Been incredible. He figured it out. And that's kind of what started the whole thing. Okay, what did that start? Was our original ingredient company called Ketone Labs. But what we did at the beginning, because Gary and I knew nothing about ingredients, we partnered with a great guy, Matt Titlow, mm-hmm. with a very good company called Compound Solutions. And we didn't have any idea how long it would take. It took him a whopping 30 days. I mean, he went out and killed it. Brands were very excited. Why? Because the ketogenic diet was going on.
Right.
So that was kind of makes sense. You're in a ketogenic diet. You're putting ketones in your body. That was probably Matt's easiest sell, right?
Yeah.
But he did great. Then we had a relationship. We were starting our own brand, which was Real Ketones. Didn't really know what to do. We said, we'll do it direct-to-consumer, Amazon. That's all we're interested in. We had done retail before, and I said, meaning Walmart, Target. I said, I'm never doing that again. Not doing that.
Do you maintain that still to this
day?
Okay.
No. So when we did the Yeah.
I wish. What year was that?
That's a good question. That was 90. Well, let's see. 20. We started 25th. So 2016.
Yeah. I was saying 2016, no Walmart would have been like a popular stance.
Right.
Right. Like that's turned around a lot in the last couple
100%.
Years.
100%. But so all the companies I've owned, what I typically do would buy a company, make it big at retail. That was my history. So Walmart actually, through a company we were working with called VitaQuest, a guy by the name of Keith Franco, Walmart wanted to do a brand. And I was like, I was very hesitant. I think we said no 4 times. But then, and people say, you said no to Walmart, but we just did not want to get back into that. So after the fourth time, we acquiesced, we said yes. And we did a test. And people that do retail, when you do a test, 99% of them don't work. Because when they do a test, there's no shelf space. Most of the stores don't put the product out. But we did this 500 store test, and we were having stores doing 8 or 9 per store per week, which is unheard of.
Nice.
And that opened the door to, we eventually got up to today, like 10 items in Walmart, went chain wide. And so then that got us in very quickly over the course of the next literally 10 months. We got in 22,000 doors.
I'm sorry, what brand was this that you
got? That's Real Ketones.
Okay.
That's the Real Ketone brand.
And so Real Ketones is
everywhere.
And that's a finished product brand. If you want to buy some flavored BHB-based stuff, you get a stick of Real Ketones as the brand to look for.
And the challenge with that was, because it's a success, really tied to the ketogenic diet, the retailers were adding so many SKUs. So really with powders, maybe we should have had 2 SKUs, because they start competing with each other, right? But the retailers kept saying, we want more, because they were doing great. So the next thing I know, we're up to, I won't mention names, but some of the major retailers, we got up to 15 SKUs, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And then it was, what else can you do? Can you put it in food? Could you put it in a capsule? Can you put it in gummies? We did all that. Mm-hmm. But we had too much. It was way too many SKUs.
Understood. So dialing or rewinding just a little bit, you actually got into the keto space before the keto diet craze. And so when you talked to Dr. Dom, he explained exogenous ketones and ketone production and everything. This is like in the early 2010s or whatever.
That's correct.
What was your plan? Okay. And so it almost seems like, I'm never going to call someone lucky, because I don't believe in that, but there is a bit of luck, because the keto diet blows up, and this is just obviously a hand in hand sale. Do you know what your plan was? Had the keto diet craze not happened in, say, 2015, 2016, 2017, how are you going to be marketing the keto?
Well, this gets even better. This might be good. So you have a lot of brands that follow you, companies. What I'm about to tell you will be good for the ones that have been in it for a while, are going to go, yeah, I've been there, done that. But some new brands, this will be good for them to hear, because it's all about persistency. Mm-hmm. Luck, 100%. I'm the first one that says that. We were at the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. So after I met with Dom, after Gary, everybody told Gary and I, don't do this. You guys, we had just got done with another company. We could have retired. Mm-hmm. And we both had kids in college. We had all the toys, big houses. But I'm just such that I'm never going to retire. So I said, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. And so this thing came along with Dom. Okay, let's put 100,000 into it. Next thing I know, we have 3 million into it. Like I said, we had nothing. Then we hired Matt. That started working. And then we licensed the technology to 2 different companies, and where we get a royalty. But at that time, we were burning through cash a lot. And so these 2 companies that were paying us royalty, they got off to a good start. So there was quite a bit of money, but we didn't see it. They sued each other. All that money went into an escrow. So we weren't seeing anything. So we're sitting here burning through cash. The cash we thought we'd be getting is sitting in escrow. So we're getting now to the point, Gary and I are working, true story, in his basement, card tables. Here's 2 very wealthy guys sitting here in a basement, card tables. So we're literally this close. Secretary's right there. Mm-hmm. We're used to having these huge offices. And I'm sitting there burning through cash. And all of a sudden now, I have no cash. And I'm going, what the hell did I do? So I came from nothing. I grew up here in California. My mom raised four kids by herself, and we came from poverty. So I tell people, when you go from nothing to making a lot of money and then you lose it, there's nothing worse in the world. And we lost it all. So we're sitting here. The deal we did with USF is we had to make minimum payments to keep that patent. So I'm out of money. I've not told my wife. I'm flying to Dallas trying to get this lawsuit resolved. So I meet there Monday morning. Nothing. And the way it's going is this lawsuit's going to go for at least another year. My minimum USF payment is due Wednesday. I have no money. This is Tuesday. Or I'm sorry, Monday. So Monday night, my wife calls me and says, Kiki's car, one of my daughters, her car's gone. Somebody stole it. And I had to break bread with her. And I said, no, that's not what happened. It got impounded. So I didn't even have money to go get my daughter's car out of being impounded. We had no money in the bank. And I'm sitting here and I haven't made a house payment for 6 months. I'm not the most religious guy, but I got down on my hands and knees and I said, God, you have to be doing this for a reason. I go, there's me and Gary are very good people. We give a lot of money to people. I said, if there was ever two guys to make billionaires, it'd be me and Gary, because we just would give it all back. So I go, there's got to be a life lesson here, but I don't see it. And now I'm down to 48 hours or we're out of everything. We're going to lose a patent. All this stuff we worked on, we're done. Tuesday, that lawsuit settled.
Nice.
Why? Tuesday morning, one of the guys that they were doing in a deposition said the wrong thing. And they now had to settle. And we just got lucky. They settled immediately. So all that money Tuesday got wired to us Tuesday night. And Wednesday, we were able to make the payment.
Wow.
Luck. Or we were done. So this would never have been where we're at today. We would have lost it all, pure luck. So my point being, when you're running a company, it's tough. And everybody that's following you will know that. But if there was one thing that Gary and I have, it's persistent. We never quit. We always found a way. And so if that didn't, you know, we didn't have a goal of doing any of this when we did this. So when Gary and I started Access Global, what it was really for is I had a lot of relationships in China, and I was just going to be a consultant. I was going to help brands come from China to the U.S. or help companies in the U.S. that wanted to find manufacturers in China. That was going to be the premise of the company. And then I just said, I don't really want to do it alone. Hey, Gary, who was my CFO at our previous company, why don't you come with me? We're not going to have any employees. We're not going to have any inventory, which we hate. And it's just going to be you and me. And then we ran into Dominic, but that was one of probably 10 things we were doing. And that was number 10 on the 10 things we were doing. I wasn't even giving it any time. And then it just dwarfed into this.
Mm-hmm. What year did that whole payment issue occur in?
That happened in, let's see, we're in 2024. So that would have been probably 2017-ish.
What was the year? There was a point where you guys stopped licensing the ingredient to brands. It's one topic I do want to talk about on the podcast.
Right. About and that, so we yeah. can, yeah, just a flashback to episode 106 with Mike McCandless. They were getting into a ketone space, and then in 2020, everything just died and shut down. So that's part of going to have to be part of our timeline.
Sure. Yeah.
But it seems like after you got that resolved and things like seemed to hockey stick with the keto diet, and we saw Compound Solutions basically selling, doing what they do. Compound Solutions is going to sell some stuff. They are incredible at marketing ingredients. And they, we saw GoBHB getting into basically everything everywhere. It was like all over Amazon. It was tough to track it with our price plot tag because you were blowing up and everything. So we saw it everywhere. And then McCandless told us that the what happened in 2020, they lost a lot of products in CVS and everything. Walgreens just died. And then we just saw a total pullback. So that's like my personal timeline between 2017 and 2020. But I'd like to hear some details on your side.
Yeah. So you bring up a very good point. And no, we didn't do that. And I'm glad we're going to talk about that because that's a misconception.
Yeah.
So what happened was around, as I said, even with us, with Real Ketones, retailers, because it was a hot category, were just taking way too many SKUs. So we could be in a retailer with just our brand, with 15 keto diet SKUs, and they could have another 10 or 20 in addition to that. We had one retailer, won't mention names, that I met with, and they had 35 powders of BHB SKUs, 35, that we were all competing with each other. And I said to the retailer, I don't know why, and they were also doing their own private label. So I was like, we were all doing okay, but I was like, 35 is way, it's basically other, and we all had, a lot of us had the same flavors, but it was such a hot category, they were doing that. But what happened? So Matt did a great job with Compound Solutions. We didn't really, as I said, the premise of us doing it with Matt, it was we weren't in the ingredient business, but then we learned, and we were now going from our initial first patent with USF to today, we have 65 granted patents.
Jeez.
And we have another 110 pending, and those are all over the world, by the way. So as you see the growth, it's our baby. We just wanted it back. It's not that Matt did anything. He was phenomenal. But we just wanted to get control of it. And the biggest reason was because now at that time, 2019, 2020, we were now up to, at that time, probably 10 patents. And Gary and I were like, if we're going to pay all this money to get patents, and to get patents is expensive, right? Well, then we got to see if they work. Otherwise, why do you have them? And it's not fair to brands, I don't think, that if we're licensing, or I'm sorry, selling the ingredient, and we're saying we have patents, then you got to enforce it. People were telling me otherwise. And I'm saying, I don't understand. Okay, I'm not a supplement. This is new to me. But if you have patents, then you, yes, you're taking a risk, but you got to see if they're going to work. So we wanted to do that. And so that's why we took it back from Matt. Matt thought it was a risk because what if you lose all the patents? And I totally understand what Pat, or Matt was saying. Totally understand that. But I said, we got to check. We got to go. And if the patents aren't good enough, then we're going to lose them. And then we're done. But we're going to take that risk.
So to enforce, you there were some infringing products.
Lots.
Like I have just a supplement here that's just got regular BHB from some other factory in China, not named NNB Nutrition or whatever. And you had to go after them. And if they were to fight back, then it's a judge to decide, is this patent even legitimate?
Yeah, there was two things. So there was people, to your point, that were buying BHB from somebody else, and then they would not have the Go BHB brand on it. Or there was people literally putting the Go BHB brand on the packaging and still not buying the BHB from us.
Right.
It's
right.
Interesting because enforcing the patent is not a unique issue to the space, right? We have a couple partners that have patents that they enforce because they have a branded ingredient that there could be generics out there, but it's not legal to sell alongside. But your situation is unique because a lot of the ketone products are single ingredient products. And so it really doesn't make sense for you to be selling a ketone RTD next to other ketone RTDs. A lot of patent ingredients that we talk about are within a 20 gram formula, where there's a lot of other ingredients and there's creativity between all those things. So it doesn't really compete the same way where your product, like you were saying, there were 35 Go BHB products next to each other. It makes no sense to a category manager to have all those different things.
Not at all. Too much.
I will say one of the things I'm excited about now, as you're licensing it more, is it's now making its way into formulas.
So let me hit on that. That's okay. So right place at the right time. And I'll give more credit. I'll give a little credit to me, but I'll give a lot more to my partner, Gary. When we first talked to Dom, and again, I was going to walk away from it. And as I told you, he said, no, I think you should get it. But even at that time, 10 years ago, Gary could visualize what BHB could do. And when I say BHB, there's two enantiomers. There's R and L. We'll talk about that. And but he said, way back then when no one else was talking about it, what BHB could do for performance, longevity, anxiety, stress, et cetera. I mean, it's incredible with BHB. But you would look at it and go, yeah, there's no way an ingredient can do all that. That's bullshit. And today it's been validated. But remember, 10 years ago, there was not any studies done on BHB. So everything we were talking about was just a guess. Today, there's thousands, including our own, studies that have been done on BHB. It's incredible. So if you go to PubMed and type in BHB, you'll literally now see thousands of studies. And we get reached out no less than 3 or 4 times a week now from companies or colleges or companies wanting to do studies on BHB, where we provide the BHB for free. And so anyways, when you do these, the patents, a lot of people, because it does scare off people, but a lot of companies, again, don't want to risk losing the IP and fighting it. And we do, we have, you know, so when we took the company back from Compound and we called it Ketone Labs, we instantly went to Amazon, and they've been incredible partners with us. And we shut down 4,000 violating SKUs. And it's become such a profit center for us. It's one of our biggest EBITDAs because it goes straight to the bottom line. But we're willing to stand up. And again, it's not just for our brand. It's for all the other brands that are putting GoBHB in it. It's not fair. Mm-hmm. And so we had to clean that up. And people, I think, saw that as we were shutting down selling GoBHB, to your point. And we had no intentions in that. We just had to go clean it up. I can see exactly what people were feeling. Totally understand that. But that's not what we were doing. We had to go clean it up and get rid of all the violators, which took a while to make it fair for everybody.
Understood. So during that period, there were people that called you the ketone mafia. Yeah. Like, do you have any commentary on that?
I do. I can see that. I don't agree with it from my point of view, but if I was sitting in their chair, couldn't agree more. And listen, one brand said that I met with, I think it was about 12 months ago, and the light bulb went on. And I said, look, I totally understand what you're saying. So this particular brand, very big brand, if I said it, you guys all know who these guys are. They were one of the first ones that put BHB in their product. And so we're very appreciative of that. But they said, after they saw the mafia comment, they said, our fear is, they go, Rob, look, we put an ingredient in one of our products, and we made that ingredient company. We made them. And then when they got big enough, another giant brand wanted that ingredient on an exclusive basis, and they took it away from us. Light bulb went on. I go, I see where these guys think we're going. Mm-hmm. They think we're going to either do it to protect our brands, or that maybe we do a deal with some other big brand down the road, and then we're going to take the BHB from everybody. I can totally understand what they're saying. I understand that comment. What I'm here today is to say that's not true. We're opening it up. But I want to address one other comment. When we did, where I was going with Gary seeing what BHB could do with everything, we did not like the fact that we were only putting keto on our products, as was everybody. Keto Logic, know Mike very well. Helped to make us, great guy. Perfect Keto, Zao, blah, blah, blah. And again, all through Matt. But what we didn't like was we all were just putting keto on the box. So agreed. Walmart, Target, Vitamin Shoppe, GNC, Walgreens, everybody just put keto on the package, Rob. That's all we want. And we hated that. Because, yeah, is it good for a keto diet? Of course it is, because it gives incredible appetite suppression. It gives energy. But that's on any diet, right? Any diet. So we played to it. We didn't have a choice. We had to. We built a huge company. I'm very appreciative of it. But we knew what BHB could do outside of keto. Yeah. And that's where we wanted to go. And we had visionaries like a guy you guys know, Joey Savage. I would even say Anthony Gustin with Perfect Keto, certainly Mike with Keto Logic. And there's a slew of others that also saw what BHB could do. And it was Joey that basically begged me to be able to put BHB in a product for performance. And I just said, this is too early. And he said, no, it's not. Let's go for it.
Not for Joey.
Yeah, no.
The future is now.
And I said, and it's hard to say no to Joey. And I didn't say no to Joey. And I said, go for it. And then again, with, you know, that product specimen did great. And I think that's going to be our entree into proving to people. But now there's validation with BHB that what it can do for performance and recovery. But the hardest thing up to this point, even to today, was when you talk to a lot of brands, just, you know, we're here at Expo West. We talked to a few people yesterday. They go, yeah, you're the keto guys. So it's even today still getting them out of, yeah, it did great for keto, but all these other things. And now that we've really opened it up, so we've made Ketone Labs a very big company. We have a lot of salespeople. So we're out now talking to people about all the other things that BHB can do, and they're now getting it.
Yeah.
We've been introducing, we're trying to, on our side, introduce the idea of ketones into sports performance and a lot of other categories as well. We've got a lot of pushback based just on the keto diet. And it's funny because, like, Mike and I are very different in terms of, well, not in today's day, but like a couple years ago during the keto craze, we were very different in terms of carb intake. So for me, like, I was never interested in ketone products because they were so closely tied with keto. I didn't even give them a chance. And like, ironically, like, I love ketone products now. I still eat a ton of carbohydrates. I love adding them into my diet. They make me feel great. I'd use them with a lot of different ingredients too. Like, I think there are so many opportunities out there in terms of formulating with it, which is what makes me excited about it.
100%. So there couldn't be two people directly opposite than Gary and I. Gary's keto. I'm not keto. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even say I'm low carb.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. I eat what the hell I want to eat. And so for me with keto, that's why it was disappointing, because I was seeing what BHB could do for somebody over and above a keto diet. Okay. What? When I was in my 20s, I used to play pro baseball.
Yeah. And I want to get to that.
And we'll talk about that. But I always lifted a lot, and I was a heavy lifter. So when I would get done with a workout, either that night or certainly next day, I'd be so sore. And so at 59, I am benching more than when I was in my 20s as a pro athlete. I mean, people look at me in the gym and go, who is this idiot? But I literally, I can, like yesterday, I had a big workout. Today, completely fine, no inflammation. So from a I saw that instantly. And I said, there is something here with performance, either for a pre-workout or certainly for recovery. Mm-hmm. And then we took a big risk early on, and we did, as I mentioned, we did our own very expensive double-blind placebo studies. So the first one, we said, okay, let's do it on weight loss. Let's get that out of the way. And but we didn't. I said, I'm not the company that was doing it was trying to get us to do it with people on a keto diet. And I'm saying, I'm not doing that. Well, you guys are crazy. I said, no, we're going to do a zone diet, high in carbs, high in protein. I said, we're not going to do like some other brands where they go down to 800 calories. They just eat whatever the hell they want for 8 weeks and they can't work out. What are you talking
really?
About? Yeah.
I said, didn't know that part.
Yeah. No exercise. And so when you see that study, that beats everybody in the industry and nobody knows about it.
Interesting.
So not
we
only
need to cite that in the show notes and everything.
Yeah, like, but we haven't done a good job talking about that.
Right.
And that's disappointing.
That's right. Yeah, we love
but
it.
But here is proof that it works on any diet, that it had dramatic impact on lowering cholesterol, insulin, keeping lean muscle. Then we said, all right, let's do a study on the brain. And so we did that study, 8 weeks. People saw a 9% improvement in their brain speed, brain function. Then we did a study right before COVID. So bad timing.
Right.
The results came back literally, I think it was December, then COVID hit in January. But in that study, people saw a 39% reduction in their anxiety stress levels. When Wall Street heard about that, because they follow us, they said, what the hell are you doing in keto? And I said, Stefan, I understand what you're saying. You're trying to get us now to start a brand around brain and a brand around anxiety. I go, we can't even keep up with what the hell we're doing with keto. Yeah. But we haven't really got that out in the marketplace about those two incredible studies.
Yeah.
So right there shows what BHB can do for the brain, what it could do for anxiety, stress. We talk performance. Now there's incredible studies out there about longevity, metabolic health. And let's talk about one big one. We also own a clinical company called Keto 5. And we've partnered with one of the top medical doctors in the world. His name is Dr. Michael Wool out of Beverly Hills, California. Mm-hmm. And this happened, what was this, 18 months ago, this guy, a guy calls me and says, hey, Rob, my name's Dr. Michael Wool. Can I meet you? And I said, okay, about what? He goes, well, I'd rather not tell you. I'd just like to bring my team in. So I'm Googling his name and I go, oh my God, this is one of the top doctors in the world with HIV. He helped come up with a cure for HIV. So I go, yeah, come on in. And so for 2 hours, and I always say where I screwed up is I should have videotaped it. This doctor proceeds to tell Gary and I for the last 8 years in his medical practice what he's been doing with BHB. And I go, Michael, I go, this almost sounds too good to be true. And he goes, that's your problem. You don't even believe in your own technology. And I go, Mike, yes, I do. But I said, you just validated everything that Gary and I have been talking about for 10 years. But I said, when it comes from somebody like you, with your credibility and who you are, it just validates what everything we've been talking about. So it took 30 days and we started a company with him. But he's been doing in his practice, yes, weight loss, but longevity. He's had gamers on BHB. The results he's had are incredible, where they improve their performance.
Believe it, yeah.
He's had athletes, movie stars, blah, blah, blah. Just totally validating everything we've talked about to the point where he's now going to write a book about it.
Awesome. Yeah. To rewind a little bit, like to me in the nutrition community, I've been low carb since 2008 and have definitely raised carbs a lot recently. It's almost shameful that no one understood ketone production back then. Like the pushback, I understand the pushback on a high fat, crazy keto diet. But the fact that no one understood ketones to me is like embarrassing for the entire human race, because this is something that you're going to produce if you don't eat a lot of carbohydrates. And it's really not rocket science. And so it obviously got pushed, in my opinion, too far into the keto diet world. If you're a proper keto dieter, you're already making your own ketones. To me, the more fun stuff is, like you said, performance, the gamers, us carbohydrate users, what happens when we add ketones, an alternative fuel source, into someone who's already got glucose running, and we get the double rocket fuel. That's where like Joey kind of saw it. And I'm glad that Joey kind of kicked the doors down a little bit, because what I saw when I talked to Kylan and Sean and NMB Nutrition, I saw that they were manufacturing the ketones. It felt like they were pulling, that you were pulling it back, and that I almost thought, and this is something like a lesson learned for me, I just need to ask more questions. I thought you were only going to sell it through your own brands, hence Ketone Mafia, all that stuff. And that wasn't true. Joey kind of got this stuff going into sports nutrition, and now we're seeing it available in other brands. So I'm like, I'm so thrilled to have learned about that. And I wish I would have asked you about that earlier, but either way, the applications that we can get into for us performance oriented, like people who like to have fun or gaming or anything, I think is like, if that's the excitement.
Yeah. The door's just opening. And I think, you know, Gary and I purposely kept a low profile. So no one really even knew about us. So we just were at an event in San Diego, and this doctor did a presentation on exogenous ketones. And this guy from Europe, Mark is his name, even did his PhD on exogenous ketones. He didn't even know who we were. Nice. So when I introduced him, he goes, I've heard of you guys, but I never connected the dots. He goes, that's you guys. And so maybe shame on us for keeping a low profile. We didn't do that for any reason. We just let the product and the brands take care of themselves. And maybe we should have got more out in front of that. But yeah, what BHB and ketones can do over and above the keto diet is tremendous. We're glad that we started with keto, but to your point, both of you have said it, what it can do over and above keto.
We gotta get away from that to a degree, because if you're with a diet fad or whatever, and there are uses for the keto diet, obviously, for a lot of medical issues and everything, but if anything goes up that fast, it's probably going to come down as well and everything. What's interesting is you're based out of Utah. For whatever reason, a lot of our listeners who are on the consumer end might not know this. There's so much supplement industry activity in Utah, and y'all are not very loud at all compared to Florida, Texas, the rest, New Jersey, everyone else. Yeah. And so I don't know, you kind of fit into that mold, I guess. This is the 2020s, and we do need to make a little bit of noise. So thanks for joining us on the podcast, at least.
I mean, they follow the law. We don't have to talk about them very much. It's like, it's kind of nice. I don't know. I mean, Salt Lake City is filled with the country manufacturers that do a lot of like the Equates of the world and stuff. And they don't have room for BS, you know, down in Florida, a little different down there. They run things a little crazier. But I think, obviously it was advantageous for you guys to ride the keto train. I mean, obviously you got a lot of funding through that. It makes a lot of sense. I'm just excited for the opportunities from there when people understand what it does for them. I mean, I use it in so many different ways. One of my favorite things about it is I can drink it at night. Like sometimes it's like 8 o'clock at night and I want to drink something sweet out of a can. I don't, you know, but they all have caffeine.
Mm-hmm. And in our last podcast with Joey, he gave a great use case. And this is like the stuff that we want to start getting out there for you in these, you know, minute Instagram clips and stuff. Joey basically said when he's hit his caffeine limit, whatever it may be, like for a lot of people, 400 milligrams, but you still want some extra energy. It's 4 p.m. or 3 p.m. or whatever. Ketones are the next caffeine drink. Instead of having more caffeine and getting over your limit, that's where you start flipping to ketones.
Yeah, a couple.
Should we say BHB?
BHB.
And we want to say BHB because the keto thing is still there.
So when you say the ketones, you get back tied to that keto diet, right? So we're emphasizing BHB. Obviously, go BHB.
Right. I'll do that.
It's kind of counterintuitive. So you think of, because we get tied to energy, as you should, natural energy, and a ketone has 225% more energy than sugar. When we are delivering, the big thing that separates BHB really, it's not to knock a nootropic or anything else out there. Those are all incredible ingredients, including caffeine up to a point. But BHB is a macronutrient.
Yeah.
Whereas nootropics, caffeine is a stimulant. People don't understand that. Mm-hmm. So when you see a lot of these energy drinks, if not almost all of them, they've done a good job, many of them, removing the sugar. But if you're going to remove the energy part of it, what are you going to replace it with? Mm-hmm. Well, what they're replacing it with is caffeine. That really should be called a stimulant drink as opposed to an energy drink.
I'm with you.
And so many years ago, I'll give a company credit, Gatorade. Mm-hmm. They wanted to meet, and we met with them 5 years ago. I can't believe it's been that long. So Gary and I fly up to Chicago. We thought we were meeting with a couple people. We go into this huge conference room, and it was completely full of scientists. There probably was 30 or 40 in there. Then they had scientists on the phone all over the world. And I said, all right, what's going on? And they said, listen, a couple of days ago, our CEO got asked to go up to the Capitol Hill. He didn't know why they were inviting him. And he goes and they lamb blasted him saying, you're killing our kids because of all the sugar. Mm. And so Gatorade really got it. Was like, if we take the sugar out, the energy, what are we going to replace it with? BHB. But the challenge was they wanted an exclusive and we said, we're not doing that.
Wow.
And that was 5 years ago.
That would have been some money too.
Would have been Gatorade. A lot of money.
Yeah. A lot more expensive. I mean, high fructose corn syrup you can basically get for free or whatever for them. And ketones aren't cheap.
The flavoring would have been interesting too.
No, you're fine. But yeah, but they saw, I'll give them credit. They saw vision all the way back 5 years ago.
Cool.
Which is interesting. That's an interesting idea.
It is energy. I mean, you look at caffeine, it's an adenosine antagonist. It's not really giving you like ATP. ATP might go up a little bit maybe, but it's like, it's not true.
No, and the other big thing is we're getting ready to release, I think we're about 14 days away. We're going to be releasing a couple new studies we did, one on ATP. And when people see the ATP that's generated from a BHB ketone, it's incredible.
We'll be interested in seeing that because it's tough to measure ATP.
Yeah, it is. So we did that with Kylan and MB.
Nice. Cool.
And that's been going on for about 6 months, but the results are fantastic.
Also some concussion data too with ketones too, right?
Yeah.
I tell everyone like, so my wife, she hit her head real bad, gave her BHB. Like, so I think every single athletic trainer in the country, whether it's especially football, but wrestling, lacrosse, like all these sports, they need to have BHB in their kits at all times, in my opinion.
Couldn't agree more. So as a former pro athlete, I had probably more when I was playing football, but I had 10 concussions that I knew of when I was playing. So my big thing at 59 is just TBI. Mm-hmm. So I have a slew of buddies that played in the NFL, pro baseball, but a lot of my buddies, you know, you saw Junior Seau, guys like that who died. And so, yes, not only can, because what happens with BHB, it crosses a blood-brain barrier. So what's very interesting, we're not sure how to study for this yet, but we're of the belief, and I know we're right, that you could take this maybe 30 minutes to an hour before a sporting event. So if you were to get a concussion, it would lessen the severity of that concussion, which just makes sense because the BHB is going to be going through the blood-brain barrier. In a concussion, the problem is it stops everything.
It'll be helpful for performance anyway.
100%.
How do you study that, though?
I know. So what do you do? Yeah, take mice and hit them over the head, right? So we're working on a study with the NFL where we're going to do some NFL.
You could do a longer-term study.
You know, eventually they will.
But we also know the rate of it.
But we've already seen this where we give people BHB that have TBI, and it lessens it. So we've already seen that.
Right.
But what people don't understand, you know, you see football, but when you talk just any sport, soccer, gymnastics, you start adding up all these different sports, today lacrosse, and all these kids up to the adults are getting concussions and you just don't even think about it. But what if you could have something like my kids were softball players and we made them take BHB because two of my kids, both of them got concussions playing softball. One got a concussion being a cheerleader where she got dropped on her head. Oh, so I mean,
it's great fuel in like even getting away from the thought of like, you know, trying to fix something, trying to prepare for it. It's a great tool. So even if that offers some, right? Like you, like either way you're fueling for it, it's going to give you that protection.
100%. I mean,
who you'd assume.
And there's, you know, the one hot trend I wanted to talk to you guys about that's interesting. We've done this with our clinic. You guys obviously have heard of semaglutides. Mm-hmm. And what's going on there. And so we did one study where we had people take BHB and then put it against a group that was taking a semaglutide. The people on the BHB actually lost more weight and then didn't have any side effects. But I said, I'm not going to play today. I can't go up against these.
People. Like
forget
that.
Right?
Yeah. So I said, talk about mafia. You're going after the pharma mafia now.
Right. So I said, forget.
How long was that study?
That was 2 months.
Interesting. Now,
is that published?
No, we haven't released that yet. But I said, better yet, what if we give people that are on a semaglutide BHB, what can happen? So what we found out is it can cut the dosage in half, which is very expensive, right?
Interesting.
$1,000 a month, if it's not being paid by insurance, that's a lot of money. So you could cut the dosage in half. And then when you're on a semaglutide, you get a lot of side effects. You're nauseous, you're tired, vomit.
Muscle wasting.
You lose a lot of muscle.
That's
BHB is preventing all that.
Yeah. Interesting. We could formulate, because when we were at the Arnold, I was talking to some people and we were talking about formulating supplements around.
It's a huge thing now.
Yeah. Supporting that. I didn't think of BHB in there. They were thinking like EAAs and this and that, but.
Ken Huntley from GNC was on a panel the other day. They were talking about exactly this, about supplementing alongside semaglutide. I mean, you're talking about like the VP of merchandising for GNC talking about this as a you know strategy. It's wild to me though. Like, have we ever recommended supplements alongside a pharmaceutical drug before?
No, you gotta be careful.
Like, I feel like the FTC is calling.
Right. See, obviously gotta be careful, but I mean, this is the nature of the beast. Like fat burner sales are going to go down and everything. Yeah. So what do you put on the shelves?
You're already seeing it.
You put the pharmaceutical fat burner supporter, however you call that or market that, we can formulate some really good stuff.
Easily, 100%.
Oh, and there's already two big, so we check with our lawyers. Mm-hmm. We use a company called, we use Justin Pracknow, you might know
him. Oh, yeah.
Incredible. I think the best in the industry. So everything we do, Justin, we said, hey, we're not saying we're better than a semi-glutide. He said, stay away from there. Mm-hmm. But he said, if you're just talking about that, you're going to be working with that. He said, yeah, that's fine.
It's very interesting.
And what's interesting is you're already, and it doesn't take these big guys long. I mean, they sometimes think my computer's tapped by these two brands. Great companies. So you have Atkins and SlimFast. Mm-hmm. They're both already doing it. So they're saying, in conjunction with, if you're going to be on a semaglutide because of losing your muscle, they're pitching all their protein products,
right?
Which is
slim fast easily.
I'm all for that. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm all for protein almost in any case. Yeah. So
a lot of those brands have a history of marketing alongside bariatric surgeries, so I'm sure they're very familiar with that. And I would bet that BHB works well with bariatric surgery as well. Where are we at time wise?
Oh, yeah. We're doing good. Okay. So awesome. We can get back to this. Pro baseball player of the Cleveland Indians. While I was living in Cleveland, I grew up in Cleveland and everything during like some of the heyday eras of being, can we talk a little bit about Rob Rogers and your athletic history? And did you play pro football too?
Or no, is that just when I grew up in LA and my best sport was football. But my goal was to play a pro sport. And so as I said earlier, I grew up with a mom that raised four kids and we grew up in LA. I knew nothing outside of LA. I didn't know Oklahoma. I didn't know what the hell that was. And so I remember being little, I just said, Mom, I want to travel someday. And now I got, you know, I travel all over the world. So it's funny to look back. But I was getting recruited by Kansas and a lot of other Midwest schools to play football. I didn't know where the hell that was. I wanted to stay close to home. So either play UCLA or USC, which unfortunately I wasn't getting recruited. But then I got recruited by the Air Force Academy to go play football.
What positions?
Running back. Oh. And so I went, when you do that, you have to go through an approval process with senators and all that. So I got all that. I was literally going down to a party to sign my letter of intent to go to the Air Force. And the guy that was taking me, kind of like my dad, I said, Dan, you got to pull over. And he goes, what's wrong? I go, I can't do this. And he said, what's up? I said, if I commit to going to the Air Force Academy, then I'm never going to play a pro sport because you got to go 4-4 at that time.
I see.
So I said, I can't do it. So the next day I signed with the University of San Diego for baseball. And so I went there. And then in 87, yeah, I got drafted by Cleveland.
Awesome.
And then I went through the whole minor league system. I never made it up to the big guys, but I played with all the guys you would know, Joey Bell, the Alomars. That eventually became a great team.
Yeah.
And then I got invited to go when Cleveland opened up their new baseball stadium. So that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it was incredible. It was a great experience. If you ever saw Bull Durham in the minor, you know, that movie, The Minor Leagues. Yes, that's exactly how it was. Crazy. Awesome. But I wouldn't change it for the world. It was great.
That's incredible. When you were doing that, were you into like dietary stuff or you just like kind of picking out? You know, pretty big guy.
Yeah, back then it wasn't a big thing. But
right, yeah.
That said, and I'll add to this Dominic story that I left out. But yes, that's when, you know, I was friends with Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa. So all the guys with steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd come back from spring training and all these guys, because I worked my ass off and I would not put on a lot of size. And I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? Bacon, protein. And so I didn't know as much as they did about steroids. People say, well, if looking back, would you have done it? Probably, because it would have extended my career 10 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I heard of a guy, I didn't know him, but this guy called Patrick Arnold. And I said, okay, I always wanted to meet this guy, but I didn't know who he was, so I left it off. So true story, how this all came together is when I moved to Utah, I started a traveling team for my daughters to get them seen for softball because in Utah, softball is not big.
Mm-hmm.
So what did that mean? We had to travel to the West, California, all the way out to the East, to Florida. And so we sponsored two traveling teams with the goal of getting these girls scholarships. And I think we ended up getting 15 girls Division I scholarships.
Nice. Good job.
Anyways, one of the nights, on the weekends, I was with one of the parents' dad. He goes, hey, do you know who my brother is? I go, no, I don't. He goes, have you ever heard of Balco? I go, of course I did. He goes, have you ever heard of a guy, Patrick Arnold? And sure enough, his brother was running a company that Patrick was working for. And I go, God, I would always want to meet this guy. So we get on the phone with him the next day. I flew up to Chicago. I was supposed to be with Pat for maybe an hour. I think we were together for 8 hours. Not the most talkative guy, but we were just interesting. And he's the guy that introduced me to Dominic.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. That's an incredible connection. Because he was, I don't want to, you know, Patrick's come up a couple times on the podcast. He's been active in LinkedIn lately and everything. So he's like kind of getting into the community. We're wondering if he's got something new coming, but he's always been so ahead of the curve, almost too far ahead of the curve, to the point where someone else makes the money and everything. And, but he's brilliant. So it's been kind of fun watching.
I'll give Patrick credit. He was the one that started this BHB.
Awesome.
He really was. So Kylan was the one that made it, but the guy that thought about it and came up with the product for, so what happened is Dominic was very well known with the ketogenic diet for seizures.
Right.
And so what was happening with military SEALs is when they had the rebreathers on, and when literally we're only going down maybe 50 meters, they would get a seizure. Mm-hmm. So they were like, okay, well, this isn't going to work. So they saw Dominic. They said, hey, we can't put a SEAL on a ketogenic diet, but can you create some type of product? So Dominic either knew or had heard of Patrick Arnold, reached out to Pat. Pat was the one that actually made the BHB salts, gave it to Dom. Dom put it with the SEALs, and that got rid of all the seizures. So incredible. He's really the one that, to Patrick's credit, he's really the one that started this.
Awesome.
To be honest.
We do got it. You have to get him on this
last
show.
Few episodes. He keeps coming
out. I've tried to reach out to Patrick the last probably 12 months for nothing more, just to say thank you. Mm-hmm. Because I've always been a big fan of his, and to give him credit, because he literally, as I said, he was a big part of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, post some stuff on LinkedIn and maybe
I would love to
drop
to
some
him.
Comments
like
on your
signal.
Stuff. Yeah. I was talking about potassium and he jumped in and the comments. So it's been fun to see him come back. That's interesting. Like how a lot of this has come full circle, having been in this space and on the outside of the low carb diet and everything, like you just tied in, you just circled the square for me. So that's pretty good. I appreciate that. Awesome. So if we're going to, so in terms of like the BHB salts that you sell, like, what are you like using? How would you kind of formulate your own? I know like maybe potassium BHB clumps a little bit. Like, where do you kind of land on
Yeah. So on the potassium, it's come a long way. When we first came out with it, there was a clumping issue. It's still hydroscopic compared to the sodium, calcium, or magnesium. We've come up, which I think Joey's very excited about and people like Joey. So we've come a long way. So when we first came out, the products were DL, racemic, so pretty much 50-50. And then a couple years later, just for people to know, your body makes the D and it does make a little bit of L, but we don't really know what L does. So you just kind of put it on the side. So you're sitting here with a product that's only 50% D. Then we were able to create a product that's more or less 100% D. And then we subsequently, but not negative, they're tied to electrolytes. We call them salts. We probably shouldn't do that. They're electrolytes. And what's really cool is when you take the product and it hits your blood, the electrolytes literally dissolve and go do what they're supposed to do. And the BHB literally goes straight to your heart or your brain because they prefer BHB. And then recently we've developed what's called a crystal salt. What that means is less electrolytes, more BHB on it, which is dramatic. And then we've also developed the first ever liquid BHB or acid, which is a lot of people in the industry are hearing about this because when you take this stuff, you feel it. And that's what's actually in our Volt drink.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Was we tasted some from Bonnie at the Arnold while on the podcast with Joey. And, when you water it down properly, it actually tastes like a nice lemonade.
It does. Yeah. And so we, for the first time ever, now you can create RTDs. It opens up the door for a lot of different products.
And how much did you, I was going to take a sip. You smashed this thing and you, okay. You feel you got 12.2 grams.
Yeah. So you got, it's so what blend. We did is we took the acid and then we also put potassium powder in it and to give it, you know, to help with the pH. And so when you take this, you're putting a pretty big load of BHB.
Yeah.
Now, the only challenge is with the carbonation, you can't drink it really quick. The quicker you can drink a BHB product, you feel it because it goes, it's going to go right. As I said, your brain prefers it. So it goes right to your head.
This is really cool though, because you have more potassium. You don't have any sodium. Maybe you can almost add some if you want, but this is one of those potassium heavy drinks. Everyone's so short on potassium in this world that I am more on the potassium side. Like, you know, for athletes who sweat a lot, you do want the sodium and everything.
100%.
a drink like this that a regular consumer is going to have, they're probably lower on potassium. So this is pretty cool.
No, and that's a good point. A lot of people don't know that, that we are very low on potassium.
Mm-hmm. And it's sweetened with stevia too.
Yeah. So what we did is I was not going to do an RTD. I did not want to get in the crowded RTD space. I've never done an RTD. I don't want to go and try and compete against all the big guys. So, lo and behold, I'm watching a podcast. I see this gentleman by the name of Patrick Bet-David, and he ends up, he's an Armenian. I have a lot of Armenian friends. He grew up where I did in the La Crescenta, Pasadena, Glendale area. Mm-hmm. So I sent him, they said, hey, we'd love to try the product. So we sent him all this product. It had keto on it. And their point person called me back and go, Rob, we've already gone through the product. They loved it. Okay. I go, I think that's great. Never heard of him, never heard back. So about 2 months later, I'm watching one of his podcasts. It was like midnight. And he goes, let me tell you about this keto guy. He goes, incredible product. The stuff works. Love it. But he goes, look, if I'm going to endorse a product for the first time or be part of it, I got to be true to my brand. And I can't endorse something that I'm not going to take. I'm never going to do a keto diet. He didn't understand it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I got up, I typed up, I explained what BHB was, and I told his secretary, please get this to Pat. Next morning, they called me and said, Pat wants to meet with you. 15 minutes. So I fly all the way from Utah to Miami to meet him for 15 minutes. And that turned into an hour. And then at that meeting, we agreed to do the RTD. So this fall is in conjunction with Patrick Bet-David.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm loving these.
I have a question. You may or may not know this, and if you don't know this, I'd like a study. But if I take magnesium BHB, is it actually raising magnesium levels? Or are we just using that as a nice carrier for the BHB?
No, you're raising your magnesium levels.
Okay.
100%.
Has that been studied or demonstrated with
We could easily, we have not. We can easily study that.
Because magnesium is another one that's a shortfall, and that's like probably one of your more stable BHBs.
So you're bringing up such a good point, which people, I'm hoping through this, and then us with Ketone Labs really trying to open it. Again, people... And not so much in this community because you have so many smart people, but when you say salt, a lot of people think table salt.
Right.
They don't really understand. And I don't even know where we came up with salt 10, 15 years ago. But the fact is, it's not salt.
It's a Patrick Arnold chemistry thing.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
right.
Probably.
But they understand.
Yeah, right. But it's electrolytes.
Yeah.
And it's literally, and we've never presented because it's a very crowded field, but we literally have in our products, or people that are putting BHB in their products, one of the best hydration products ever made, because you got your electrolytes. But in addition to that, with the BHB, it's going to have a dramatic impact on energy, performance, et cetera, everything we've talked about today. Mm-hmm. We don't even talk about that.
No.
We're going to be talking about that for the first time at this show. We have the stuff we're going to be talking about at Expo West will be the first time we've talked about stuff that Gary and I have been sitting on for 10 years.
Right. I'm sitting here in my head formulating a sleep supplement
right
now.
I was doing the same thing.
I have like, and it doesn't even need to be complicated. Like some of these, you know, love Joey, but we don't need 35 ingredients into a sleep aid.
Glycine and magnesium.
There you go. I have like a two or three ingredient sleep aid that's ready to go right in my head.
Yeah, but it goes against, again, I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to address that because we talk about energy, yet we're sitting here talking about sleep.
But the anxiety thing.
But BHB is dramatic for sleep. And now there's studies to prove it. And it goes back to no one, you know, we talked so much about performance. And people have heard of BHB with Tour de France cyclists for years. You know why they're taking it? You think performance.
That's what I think.
Recovery.
Sleep and recovery.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Sleep and recovery. And the study just came out on that.
Okay, I was going to ask.
This is like kind of what my point was earlier in the podcast. Was like when it was only a BHB product, when that was the brand, BHB or ketone or keto, whatever you want to call it, when it was all the same thing, it didn't make sense to have 35 different products.
No.
But now that people see the use in it in different cases, I mean, you can formulate something for morning, day, or night with this product. Like this, it fits multiple parts of your day. It can live in a lot of different products.
100%.
And now you can control the brand a lot easier because you're controlling the
trademark. So we just ran with when we historically would come in for real ketones, we're meeting with the diet buyer. Now we're meeting with buyers in every category because they're seeing, because again of the studies and now the word's getting out of what it could do for sleep,
right,
or hydration, mm-hmm, or performance, mm-hmm, or et cetera.
Right. Yeah. It's almost like you need to partner with the right people who know how to market their products. It's no longer go BHB in a tub and let the consumer figure it out. The consumer needs to be kind of told, like, here's your sleep BHB, here's your performance BHB, here's your double rocket fuel carbohydrate BHB. Like, there's, and I think that, and let everyone get some piece of the pie, and then you're gonna make money on all of it. Obviously.
No, and so. I think the one thing I want people to know too is we're cutting back on the Real Ketones brand.
Okay.
Yeah. So we want to put all of our energy behind Go BHB. Cool. And what it can do for other brands. We're very interested in working with a lot of new brands. We think that's cool. But all these legacy brands, you know, that we had to go out and prove what BHB could do, mm-hmm, and now it is doing it. Mm-hmm. Our goal now on a go-forward basis is to work with brands.
Right.
That's what we're focusing on.
Prices aren't as bad as people would think. The prices have come
down. Yeah, and they're continuing to come down. Cool. And I'll give kudos to Kylan on that. But with some of his... the new things that NMB is doing, you know, some people, if they don't know who NMB is, Kylan, he's got 75 PhDs, you know, that he works with in China, just some of the smartest people, but they're working on this, on the price. The price is great, but if we can even get it, you know, better, then that's just going to help other brands, you know, with keeping the cost down.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of covered a little bit with NMB Nutrition. They call it ingredientology. Like, if you got this really cool thing, Kylan and his chemist, he's got a chemistry background with NMB Nutrition. They have, of course, their own branded stuff, but they will partner with companies to figure out Patrick Arnold has figured out how to synthesize this, but it's going to be expensive. He's figured out, okay, this will bind to magnesium, potassium, sodium, or whatever. Kylan figures out how to manufacture that cleanly, efficiently, and eventually over time they get the price down, or you get the right-handed isomer that we were talking about that the body will use more efficiently. He'll figure out how to get only the right-handed isomer and everything. And it takes time and investment, of course, but you know, watching him and having worked with NMB Nutrition over 5 years, it's been fantastic. Like, they figured out how to get just L-beta. You don't want R-beta, you want L-beta. I don't know how they're doing it, but they got only the left-handed molecule, and that's the one the body works with.
So and that's cool. What they're doing for us. So the one of the biggest things, and we just got it, I don't even know how to release this to the market, is L. So we're finding out that the L blows away D.
For what?
And so one, feeling. So when you take this, the closest thing I can equate it to, and we've had numerous, we'll get you guys samples so you can try it. But if you saw the movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper, this is very similar to that. So think of getting in the zone. So as an athlete, pro athlete, I may have gotten the zone 3 times in my career. And that's where, from a baseball standpoint, the ball looks like this big and it's really slow. Mm-hmm. Jordan said he maybe got into it 4 or 5 times in his lifetime. You want to be in the zone all the time, or the flow. We call it the flow. And how could you do that? And so we know the Red Bull team, the Monster Elite team, even Google as a company with their employees for the last 3 or 5 years are putting millions of dollars into trying to find out how to put their people in this flow state.
Yeah.
We think we figured it out with this L.
With the LBHB isomers. Yeah. Interesting.
So we believe it's a small cell signaling molecule. And when you take this, and what we're seeing, some studies we did that we're going to release, this is unlike anything that's hit the market.
Mm-hmm. What I love is that it sounds like you are really putting money into research. And so that to me is the best patent holder right there, who's really going to at least really like teach us some stuff about our bodies and about the ingredient, not just scoop up money.
Yeah. And even I was talking to Gary, well, we do every day, but right before this podcast, and I was like, God, we've been doing this 10 years and it seems like yesterday, but it seems in every day we're learning something new about BHB and in this case, L. Let me give you one that just happened 2 weeks ago. We get a call from Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. And they said, hey, we see that Gary and Rob, you own all the IP with BHB. Can we talk to you? So we said, sure. we find, they go, you're not going to understand that or know this, but you're saving babies' lives. And I said, okay, what's going on? They said, there's a rare disease called MADD, M-A-D-D. And unfortunately, about 5,000 babies get this a year. And unfortunately, it's going up. And this happens all over the world. But just in the U.S., about 5,000 kids get this. And they can't metabolize fat or protein. And what's keeping them alive is BHB. We had no idea.
Do they grow out of that eventually?
Or? They have to stay on BHB the rest of their life.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're making up this form. And what's interesting is they found out when they gave them D, that didn't work. But when they give them DL, that did work.
Okay. So what kind of products are they using to give this to kids?
So what they're doing right now is they're doing a powder form that they put in an IV.
They get like, how do they source this?
They're getting that out of Europe. Okay. And they found out they were violating our patents. Yeah. So that's why they did it.
That's kind of curious. Like, how do you source enough as a hospital? Well,
and then the other one is the amount of money they're paying for it. It's incredible. So
to get that amount of, like, you're not going to order 20,000 Amazon
they're
bottles.
Paying, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And, but these kids have to take it six times a day, every day.
It's a lot. Yeah. That's
So, and then because word's getting out, they said, now we have two or three other kids now that are coming to us and we need to figure this out. So we're providing it for free. We're going to be doing some studies on that though. And that's going to be part of it.
Good case study.
But that just came out of nowhere. Yeah. I didn't even know what MADD disease was.
You've mentioned a few things that just make me think that there is some, it's systemic. And when I hear of something systemic, I think liver. And I'm starting to wonder if this is something that can really, really improve liver function, liver toxicity and everything. Like my brain has been spinning a lot during this. This is interesting.
Well, trust me, our head spins every day because we get on there and it's like, okay, now where's it going? Mm-hmm. And I think what's cool is because we're working with a clinic, we can do a lot of different things and experiment, if you will, to see, but where this thing's going with BHB, and it almost becomes too good to be true. And I'm sitting here as a founder, so take this with a grain of salt. Because I always tell salt, but I always tell people just try the product and see for yourself. But where this thing's going, and what it can do for overall metabolic health, think Alzheimer's, dementia, heart disease, it's really becoming to this point because again, BHB is the body's preferred fuel of what can't BHB do.
Right?
And but we have to validate that.
Right. If you're so insulin resistant, and that's like kind of the type 3 diabetes that we talk about with Alzheimer's and dementia, where their brains are just no longer uptaking glucose, what's the alternative fuel? It's BHB.
Yeah, so totally.
It makes sense.
Yeah. And that's where our, you know, if you look at our passion, the brain is a big one. Inflammation is a big one. Yeah. As an athlete, obviously performance. And that's the one thing I want to see. I want to see more in this performance because I know what it does.
Yeah. I love using it. I mean, just using it for sports performance is fascinating in itself. I think there's this huge biohacking productivity community right now that could benefit from this. A lot of opportunities.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought up biohacking. We just got interviewed for a documentary. What was it? I guess about a month ago in Florida. Asprey, all these big people. I was like, why the hell did they invite us? And it was all about, it's a biohacking and what they wanted to talk Vault, but what BHB can do in the biohacking community. And I'm like, they were blown away with what, you know, what's going on with BHB in that world.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if it's systemic, that whatever you like, you know, choose your adventure and then you just decide what you want to stack it with everything. I'm kind of, you were talking about in the zone. The first time I took like a heavy hit of BHB, I went swimming and it was hard to explain, but the bubbles underwater were like slower moving and crystal clear. And I don't remember, like, the swim was good, but it was the bubbles that, like, it's something about like the vision for me just like wired in a little bit more. I always remember that.
Yeah. A lot of people experience that, and where they really experience it is with L. So when I took L for the first time, I called Gary and I said, I don't understand this. I'm driving, but I'm able to read license plates or street signs. And I'm going, this has got to be a placebo effect, right? But when you take this L, almost everybody's comment is the impact it has on sight.
Okay, yeah, so your eyes are like extensions of your brain. Like they're literally right in front, and there's an optic nerve straight to the brain. I mean, it makes sense. Like across the blood-brain area, like you may have.
So, okay, L versus R. Is L for the cognitive stuff, R more for performance then? Is that where we're kind of going with this?
Or? So what you're going to see, we'll debut it for the first time today at the show. We actually have a graph that goes D to L, and it will show you there's going to be a day where if you want performance, it should be 75% D, 25% L. You want brain, that might be 90% L, 10% D.
Interesting.
If you want mad disease, 50-50.
Okay.
But what we're learning is, you could have D is performance, L is brain. 70% L, 30% D is anxiety, stress.
I was just going to ask for the sleep supplement. Yes, okay.
Or sleep.
But what was that? I missed.
70% we're guessing, but 70% L, 30% D.
Awesome.
And that's what we're seeing, which is incredible that these ratios, but as I say, every time we're talking about this, we're learning something new. It's crazy.
Awesome. Well, this has been fun. We do need to get over there. I'm not sure if you have anything else that you want to talk about. We've
no,
kind of hit
it all. I think you guys nailed it. I think the biggest thing is for people to know, Ketone Labs /GoBHB is alive. We're well. We're interested in growing the business. We're opening up the parachute, if you will. There was a lot of misconception. I totally understand that we had pulled in the reins and, maybe for our own brands, or we were unhappy maybe with Matt Titlow with Compound. Couldn't be completely the opposite. With Matt, I say kudos. If there was a company you want to do business with, it's Compound Solution.
You want to sell some ingredients, Matt will do it.
Matt's unbelievable. And on top of that, not just a smart dude, but just a good guy. So he helped put us on the mat. Dominic, incredible. He helped us. Patrick Arnold, incredible. So part of me coming here today was to thank people because they've all been an incredible part of making this thing big. But we're just starting. And there's so much now that we've talked about that BHB can do over and above the keto diet. It's not to be negative about the keto diet. Keto diet goes up, comes down. Mm-hmm. You talked about McCandless. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. Keto diet came down. Keto's going to be here forever. 5 years from now, probably be big again. But when you have 20, 30 SKUs of BHB or BHB for keto, that's too much. As we talked about, now you're seeing all these incredible things that BHB can do in all these other areas. We said, look how big we grew with keto that's maybe this big. If we can get into performance, longevity, the brain, how big can this really get? Mm-hmm. So we think we're just beginning.
Awesome. How can everyone find you? Are you on LinkedIn? Are you
active
anywhere?
We're everywhere. LinkedIn, Facebook. You can go to ketonelabs.com.
Do you personally put any information out?
We are just doing that. Thank you. Yeah, we're starting to work with some very good people, you guys included.
Thank you.
Put out very good content. And I will give you guys kudos. Some of the best BHB, and we live and die this, and we have some incredible writers. You guys put some of the best content together on BHB I've ever seen.
Thank you.
I'm like, how did the hell did you guys figure this out? I really do.
Thanks.
We've been in it
for a while. I was doing keto. I've been low carb for a while. And as I realized I could fix myself, I could have the best of both worlds, working on having my cake and eating it too with the carbs and the BHB. And so I don't know. We are true students of the space. So I do greatly appreciate that.
No, we appreciate that. The content you guys put out is really amazing. So we need to do that. So we're going to start doing blogs. We're going to work with people like yourselves on getting the message out there because it's now time for the world to really understand what BHB can do.
Agreed.
Again, not to knock keto, but all these incredible things. And we got to get the word out. Mm-hmm. And we are slowly. But that's what we need to do.
Okay. I mean, offers on the table. Every single time you have something worth talking about with new study, we want to talk about it. Ben makes a video. We write like the full breakdown if people want to see like the references and all that.
100%.
Every month. Sounds like you have a lot coming. So
yeah. And then we're all in with this. We just like, not that it's hard, but we love partnering with people that are smarter than us, people like yourself. And then, we're doing some work. I just agreed yesterday with Joey Savage, mm-hmm. So brilliant around formulation. It's just fun to be with him because he truly was one of the first guys that saw what BHB could do over and above keto. Mm-hmm. And his vision of where this can go mm-hmm. is so exciting and electrifying, and he's passionate. And we're surrounding ourselves with people like that. Awesome. And that's just going to help get the message out.
Great. Rob, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Where can people find you?
So that's they can find me.
Yeah. Like just yourself.
I'm low key. I don't.
That's an answer too. That's fine. Guys. Yeah. That's a fine answer.
Yeah. I purposely, we have some PR people now that are trying to get me out there. But it's just, for me, it's just about the brand, to be honest with you. But if they want, they can, you know, get me through Ketone Labs. I answer. If you call me, mm-hmm. I will be back to you. I work 24/7. So I'll be back to you immediately. But as a brand, Ketone Labs, we're here to help. We have formulators. We have scientists. So the key is just reach out. Let's talk. But there's something we can do with you.
Awesome. Thanks again, Rob.
Thank you.